Go Tom Brady, woo!
As the sun set over Salem State University on Thursday evening, the area outside the school's Rocket Arena looked more like the Gillette Stadium parking lot on game day.
One line going that way, second line going that way, two lines, please.
Scores of Patriots faithful waiting in long lines, enthusiastic and chatty. The number one topic of conversation?
Tom Brady.
We love Tom Brady.
Brady.
Tom Brady's a god, so nothing's going to happen to him.
What brought thousands of fans and folks from CNN, ESPN, The Washington Post, and others to Salem State on this evening was the fact that the man that everyone's been talking about was himself here to talk.
Jim Gray and Tom Brady.
At the start of this long-scheduled, sold-out, and now precariously timed Q&A hosted by sportscaster Jim Gray, Brady addressed the elephant in the room, Deflategate, and the NFL's 243-page report that concluded that two Pats employees likely deflated footballs and the Pats' three-time Super Bowl MVP most likely knew about it.
What is your reaction, Tom, to the Ted Wells report?
I don't have really any reaction, Jim. Our owner commented on it yesterday, and it's only been 30 hours, so I haven't had much time to digest it fully, but when I do, I'll be sure to let you know how I feel about it.
That clearly satisfied the packed house, but Gray did push gently for more. Brady nimbly deflected, pointing to the unconditional support of loved ones and the fact that when you're a public figure, you won't always be liked. And then...
Has this, however, detracted from your joy of winning the Super Bowl?
They moved on.
Absolutely not.
And so, during Brady's first public appearance since the NFL findings sent shockwaves through the sports world, in front of a sympathetic, adoring crowd, the embattled quarterback chose to continue his strategy thus far. Leave the talking on the matter up to others.
The findings from the NFL investigation into the Patriots and the inflated balls, and independent...
Including Pat's owner Bob Kraft, who called the findings incomprehensible, and Brady's own father, who told USA Today...
The reality is, they had no conclusive evidence. This was Framegate right from the beginning.
Yes. Now, just hours before Brady took the stage, his agent offered the most defiant statement on Deflategate so far. Among other things, he accused the league and the Indianapolis Colts of joining forces and, quote, perpetrating a sting operation. Them certainly fighting words. So how's that one playing in Indy?
Did the Colts also somehow find a way to alter the texts from Jim McNally and John Jastrzemski, the two Patriots employees who were going back and forth about deflating the footballs?
Derek Schultz is an afternoon sports talk host on WNDE in Indianapolis. While he admits there's no shortage of disdain for the Patriots and Brady in his town, he said that doesn't color his reaction to the controversy.
This story is not about the Colts. It's not about Indy. It's not even really about that AFC championship game. This story is about, did the Patriots break the rules, even a minute rule, and how that should be addressed.
Of course, how the NFL addresses the matter is exactly what this burgeoning war of words in the press and Brady's reluctance to discuss it Thursday night is all about. Will touchdown Tom be fined? Suspended? Will the organization be disciplined? You think people are talking now? Just wait until that news drops. At Salem State University, I'm Edgar B. Herwick III, WGBH, Boston's local NPR.
He's the best. He's the American dream. Thank you.
Have fun.
Tom Brady, the American dream.